Hi, I'm Jen DeTracy, the founder of Lift Strategies. And in today's podcast, we're going to talk about subscribing to the Top 20 Club. There's always going to be industries that are experiencing a serious downturn. And the question then becomes, have you convinced yourself that that's why your business is taking a bad hit right now? In our company, Lift Strategies, we work with a number of clients who are seriously concerned about their declining revenues, and they've come to us to ask for help to stabilize and grow their business. Now, if I look back to 2000, I recall from that time forward really witnessing a lot of business owners across many sectors that were having a hard time justifying, well, it's an industry thing. It's happening throughout my industry. And even though that may be true, if they looked a little bit further, they would notice that even though that industry was suffering, that there were some businesses that remained profitable and were actually growing. So let's take a look at an industry that has experienced that, or people within an industry that have experienced that. The real estate industry, for example. Now, if you look at what's happening in the U.S. market right now, it's a pretty tough time that's going on. So it's really difficult for real estate agents to survive. Yet, the best real estate agents, the top 20% that are out there, are actually flourishing during these lean times. Now, all these other agents, that 80%, they're the ones that are flailing. And they're flailing because they've never had to survive a downturn in the marketplace before. They're just so used to being high on the hog, where the fact is the marketplace is hot and there's a huge demand for homes and there's a lack of supply. So for them, it was really easy. But now, looking at the marketplace, if they're sitting in it and houses aren't flipping so quickly, they're sitting on the marketplace for 6 to 9 months and prices are being reduced all the time, those 80% of real estate agents are really perishing in that marketplace. They're just not able to survive. So here's the thing. In my opinion, there's really the first step that needs to be taken if people are in that position as business owners, is to not get hooked on to the fact that times are tough and it's going to be a really difficult struggle and the chance of surviving is very small. I think what we need to do is stop gathering stats proving that the industry is sucking wind. Because you can go around and you can talk to your suppliers and find out that all your competition have bought 50% less of whatever that product is this year than last and go, well, the marketplace is just on a slippery slope, so that's what's going to happen to my business. I think what we need to do is we need to put our stake in the ground and we need to say that my business will outperform its competitors in a troubled marketplace. Because the reality is it's possible to be in that top 20 percentile. And the question that we really need to ask ourselves, other than the fact is what's going to take us to that top 20% is, at this point in time, where you're at now in your business, were you marketing when things were good? Were you out there marketing your business? And if the answer was yes to that, then you've got to ask yourself the next question, which is, did you focus on attracting more of those customers that you loved working with? It is possible to shift gears and flourish. The sooner you start, the better. Survival requires good strategies and at least some money, time, and energy to put those strategies in place. When things get tough, often the first thing a business owner will do is stop investing in marketing. And this is a huge mistake. Survival requires good strategies and at least some time, money, and energy to put those strategies into place. And I think overall, it also requires a huge commitment to that vision of getting to that top 20 place. And the reality is we can't always do it on our own as a business owner. And that's why it's beneficial to look at experts outside of your company or your organization to help you get back on track. I'm Jen DeTracy, the founder of Lift Strategies, where we help organizations accelerate their growth and manage that growth without overextending their people or their resources.